Here are the final conclusions, and this is the most important, and I want to cover this before we go. Letter A, don't lose the spiritual depth of Christmas because of its pagan association. Especially younger Christians, that happens. It says in 1 John 2, it says, I write unto you, young men, or little children, because you know your sins are forgiven. I write unto you, young men, because you're strong, you're overcoming the evil one. The first two steps in the Christian life is, the baby level is you know your sins are forgiven. The next level up is you start fighting the devil everywhere you see him. And a lot of times, young Christians, if they hear there's any paganism associated with Christmas, they don't want anything to do with it. I mean, over the years I've pastored, I've met these zealous young Christians, and you go to them and they say, you're not celebrating Christmas, are you? I'm not going to. Didn't you hear? It's pagan. I go, yes, I have heard that. You know what I mean? And you try and talk to them, because don't lose the spiritual depth of when the whole world is talking about Christ just because it has a pagan association. Now, we have to be careful about that, because we do have to beware of some of the very false things that have been brought in. Lent is one of them. That is, there's no Christian connotation to Lent. That is totally pagan. But Christmas really has an implicit message in it, and it's very powerful. Let